Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, a noir story. For you readers of crime dramas, this episode is brought to you by the novel, A Noir Story. What happens when murder is the solution and the problem? Find out as a married woman's affair ignites a double crime thriller, involving her jealous husband, his ambitious but incompetent lawyer friend, a wannabe rapper, and a security guard moonlighting as a burglar. In a noir story, there are no heroes and there are no villains. There's only the last man standing. A Noir Story is now available on Amazon in paperback for $9.99. And the Kindle version is only 99 cents. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, a man is ill and he asks his wife to marry Charlie. But she says you hate him. He then says that's why he wants him to marry her, because he wants him to suffer. That's the situation that many men face these days in marriages, and the worst part is they suffer in silence, and they never tell their wives. At this point, the only thing I can say is damn, while showing you this picture of these two beavers. Moving on, here's Adam asking God for the perfect soulmate, and God tells him it's gonna cost him an arm and a leg. Adam then asks, what can I get for a rib? God says that for a rib, you get an unstable, illogical, attention-seeking personality disorder nutter. Adam probably said sure as long as she's hot without thinking things through. Looks to me like Adam was a cheap and horny mofo. He probably also asked if she could at least not be fat. God then said yes for a little while. She won't be fat. Number 3, we have another Hollywood star that has Trump derangement syndrome, saying that he wants to punch him in the face. Instead, he smashed his housekeeper and got her pregnant. At least he got a decent son out of the deal. Just so that everyone knows, there's his housekeeper, and there's his ex-wife. Maria Shriver must have been embarrassed that Arnie chose a fat, ugly woman over her. Funny enough, though, his only son that looks like him is with Fatso here. Up next, here's the look on Kamala's face when the second assassin failed to take him out. She asks, what do you mean they miss Trump again? I wonder in which of her 40 accents she said this in. At this point, Trump must think he's got divine providence or something dodging bullets like he's meant to be president again. It looks like the Democrats seem to really want J.D. Vance to be the next president, though. Number 5, Candace Owen claims that women going into the workforce have made things far worse for men, because men have to deal with landmines everywhere. She's not wrong, but she criticizes the tiny hats, so therefore she had to go. Women in the workplace force men to walk around on eggshells around women at work, and then men go home and do the same with their wives. Men's mental energy is being used to not trigger women instead of being more productive. Moving on, Elizabeth says that sex happens because a woman wants it, but relationships happen because a man wants it. Actually, sex happens because women know love makes men irrational, so they rush into a relationship because of how good they feel. Men may be the gatekeepers of relationships, but most of us are easily bribed by Poon. For many women, once they get a relationship, they stop having sex if they can get away with it. Number 7, at this DMV office, alphabet people are given their very own priority lane. So straight people are now second-class citizens. I guess I better practice speaking with a lisp while waving my hands around with loose wrists. And just so that everyone knows, this is in the Philippines. No wonder so many men are transitioning in that country. Up next, the next time you go out, you better be careful that the woman you meet has her hair. Remember guys, Oscar Wilde once said that a man's face is his autobiography, but a woman's face is her work of fiction. She looks like she just unlocked a new level of catfishing that should be punished by law. She went from I do her to Lex Luthor in 5 seconds flat. Imagine waking up after bringing her home from the club. You can't trust anyone these days, and it looks like a bunch of little kids are about to get turned into mice. Number 9, Demi Moore says that she's done with the male gaze. But she's 61 years old, and odds are the male gaze was done with her first. This is like Pamela Anderson denouncing adult content after being in Playboy 7 times. From all the women I've talked to in their 40s and 50s, they don't seem to understand that they're a depreciating asset. As each day goes on, she looks more and more like Bruce Jenner. I also wonder if she's done sexually assaulting minors. Moving on, this jogger was attacked by a gang of otters. But those otters just looked like they were attracted to the smell of fish. What are the odds of that happening to someone? Probably 1 in a billion. I guess the Deadpool was right that wearing red really does help hide the blood. You also know this has to be the cutest mauling I've ever seen. This also seems like something God would have done to Egypt. Number 11, the US fertility rates continue to crash. The acceleration down started around 2008. Also, just because you have kids doesn't mean you'll get any grandkids. Both a healthy culture and economy promote replacement fertility rates. But we don't have that now. Going off the current stats, if you want one grandkid, you'll need to have at least three children. In the past, you also lost half your kids through famine and a quarter through war, and the remaining ones just replaced you and your wife, as well as for providing security into your old age. People used to have kids for selfish reasons. With the state looking after them, they don't need kids anymore, or so they think. Up next, according to a UN report, women are the majority of sex traffickers in this world, and yet they complain that men are the greatest danger to them. Women follow the herd of women, so a woman that grooms other women is more likely to be trusted than a guy. Why do you think that Andrew Tate had top girls that groom the younger ones? Women are more likely to trust other women and walk off a metaphorical cliff as a result. Number 13 billionaire Larry Ellison says a vast AI surveillance system can ensure that citizens will be on their best behavior. Except for him, of course. He probably wants his company to build and operate it, and for him to be immune from the surveillance while he gets rich from it. Notice that it's always the ones that have the resources to separate themselves from the horrible things, then they're the ones proposing it for everybody else. Moving on, Dr. Dynamis says that a man in his early 30s is at the peak of his existence, because younger guys look up to him and older men take him seriously. As a man at that age, he can also get 19-year-olds and 40-year-olds. He says not to settle down when you're 24. Also, let's not forget that a man's earning power hasn't even peaked in his early 30s. But all this stuff mentioned only works if you're good-looking at 30. If you're not, then your options are limited to fat girls, being single forever, or becoming a stepdad. Number 15, if you're a kid these days and your teacher asks you where your homework is, you can just say that a dog ate it, and then an immigrant ate your dog. That might just work unless, of course, your teacher is a Democrat. Then she'll definitely fail you. And we now go to breaking news. The FBI has just captured the illegal alien eating all the cats and dogs. The left would rather have a Haitian vote instead of you keeping your pets. Up next is an article about the situationship. How to cope when commitment is unclear. Looks to me like long-term relationships are dead now. And it's mostly 5 or 10 different women in situationships with only one Chad or Tyrone. Why would a high-value man settle for only one woman when he has his pick and he can play the field? Women did this to themselves. Imagine what the world would be like if women demanded a ring before having any bedroom fun. Number 17, this man says that a real man will stick by his woman even when she's pregnant by another man. One question though. If she's pregnant by another man, then isn't she technically more that other man's woman than she is yours? I guess this is how cucks cope. He also needs to change that shirt to say the word cucky on it instead of chucky, because that's what he is, a cuck. Moving on, this native woman is giving the finger to the American presidents on Mount Rushmore with her shirt showing the faces of the original founding fathers. Even after being conquered, her people are living a more material quality lifestyle these days than they were before the white man arrived. Many male Indians embrace the white man because their tribes are usually matriarchies, and they like the idea of having authority over their own families. It's hilarious that everything in this photo is actually invented by white men, and she's just insulting them. Number 19, here's the ever-rising cost of GTA games, and yet the earlier games were a lot more fun. If you spend $70 on a game, the company spending $2 billion to make it would have to sell almost 29 million copies to get their money back. Considering the last one shipped out 200 million copies, they'll get their money back. But I suspect they won't make as much on this one as they seem to be woke. But there's no way it'll actually be better than GTA 5. Up next, Lizzo shows off her impressive weight loss after workouts and healthy living. But it looks like Ozempic works for everyone. Also, wasn't she fine with her weight before? Why change the beautiful in any size mantra now? Good for her, she went from lard ass to fats. But I thought that working out and losing weight were racist and homophobic. She must be infected by the deadly white supremacy virus. I can't wait to see all those using Ozempic these days get health problems down the road. Number 21, Gloria Steinem says that one day, an army of gray-haired women may quietly take over the Earth. They already have, because we're actually living in a matriarchy. And they're just using projection, making us think we're in a patriarchy. Now they also want overt power, and they will get it once they become the majority of politicians. I think that an army of gray-haired women would break their hips getting up out of bed before they would take over the earth. Moving on, Hillary Clinton accuses Musk of threatening to grape Taylor Swift. All that because he joked and said he would give Swift a child that she always wanted and guard her cats with his life. Looks like Musk is getting some flack as he's over the target zone by supporting Trump now. Also seeing as how she is a frequent visitor to Epstein's Island, that would probably make her an expert in grape. Number 23, this sign warns people to only handle that parrot if they're a man, because it bites women. What I want to know is who hurt you, Polly? Maybe we need to start teaching women not to grape parrots because they already can't keep their paws off of dogs. I think that bird was abused by women by simply having to listen to them talk and just couldn't take it anymore. Up next, girls don't care about you if you're single and don't have a partner. But the moment you get a girlfriend, you become more attractive because another cooch has done quality control on you. It gets even worse when you get married. But does this comic really make any sense? Because how does this guy get a girlfriend in the first place if they don't want him without one? But still, this just proves women want competition and not monogamy. Number 25 and the last one, this is how Princess Peach looks for men. But I call BS because no woman's gonna like a man that's shorter than her. Plus, this has always technically existed and we just used to call it child support and alimony. If you reverse this and Mario was the one that had her on a chain, then imagine the pearl-clutching shrieks from everyone. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.